Reno is like a living, breathing organism, just like any other place on the planet, except for we have this weird place called Burning Man, and it's super close. When I got to Reno, when I said I didn't know anything about Burning Man, I actually was homeless. My name is Obi-Wan Shinobi. Now you know me. I found the Morris in 2015. See, the Morris is like, it's a life outside of Burning Man that you can live every single day. When I was at the homeless shelter, they were feeding people outside of the back gates of the Morris. And there was a huge lit up head in the backyard. And I was like, wait, what is this place? But then I went to the store around the corner and there was this guy and he had a Morris sweater on. And I'm like, dude, I want to go in there. He's like, well, here's your invitation, man, go. So I ran from the store. I got to the door and the door was locked. I mean, they were closed for the night. And I'm like, man, I'm never going to get in this building. So I came to the door the next day and this guy opened the door and he was like, hey, what do you want? And I was like, I want to learn about Burning Man. And he looked at me in the eyes and he was like, you're serious? So I opened the door and he just left me in the lobby. The lobby looked like it needed to be cleaned. So I started cleaning the lobby and then I started cleaning the kitchen. And then I went to the ballroom. Then I went to the bar. Then I started cleaning all the bathrooms. And this lady stopped me and she was like, whoa, what are you doing? And I was like, cleaning. She's like, who are you? I'm Shinobi, how's it going? And they're like, yeah, can you sign in? Because we don't know you, but thank you. That was super cool. But I worked here for like a week and a half. And the owner of the hotel, when I was about to pack up and go back to the shelter, he said, can you just wake up and be yourself? And it's like, that's all I know how to do. And he's like, I would love for you to stay here. And I'm like, wait, I can't afford to live here. He's like, if you can just be you, you'd definitely afford to live here. And from that moment, it was literally a week and a half after the time I walked in the door. I learned how to paint, I learned how to draw, I learned how to sew, I learned carpentry, I learned welding. I learned how to do almost anything, any trait that you can possibly do besides computers. I had no ID, no social security card, no birth certificate, no form of documentation to state who I was, to prove to any employer that I was a person. This place seen me as a person beyond my paperwork to state it who I was as a person. Because when you look deeper in people, your name doesn't matter. Your actions matter. Like, you remember, like, when you're five and, like, you've seen things and they're super exciting. That's how I feel as an adult every single day. It's like a playground for adults. So you can have a night full of pool. You can have a night full of philosophical conversations. Like, we can have Tutu Tuesdays or pottery class or, like, you think of it. It's possible, because it's all you gotta do is say, let's do it. And that's the nightlife that happens here. So right now we're walking into the bar area and there's actually a drum circle happening right now. So, as you can hear it coming up, we have a hula dancer and a drum circle. See, sometimes I wish I had learned how to hula hoop, but I don't think I have the body for it. When I say it's spontaneous, it literally is like Burning Man. So it starts in one mode and it ends in a completely different mode instantaneously.